Welcome back to DTNB College. Today we're building a future jungle edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12. The idea is to take one strong old-school breakbeat and shape it into something that feels raw, alive, and ready for a proper jungle or old-school DNB drop. Not just chopped up for the sake of it. We want a break that drives the track, leaves room for the sub, and still has that swing, grit, and pressure that makes this style hit so hard. This is a really important skill in drum and bass, because the drum edit is often the actual hook. If the break is too stiff, the whole thing feels dead. If it's too messy, it fights the bass and the bottom end loses focus. So the goal here is balance. Tight enough to lock in, loose enough to breathe. That's the real jungle energy. Start with one good break. Just one. Drag a classic old-school style drum loop onto a single audio track in Ableton. Don't stack layers yet. Don't overthink it. The first job is to get one source sounding right. Warp it so it sits in tempo, but don't crush all the life out of it. Old-school jungle works because it feels fast and elastic. You want it controlled, not sterilized. So listen to the snare, listen to the kick, and make sure the hats still have roll. If the break already has swing, keep it. Only tighten it enough that it behaves in the session. What to listen for here is simple. Does the snare still crack on the backbeat? Does the kick keep its body? And do the tops still feel like a human drummer instead of a machine? If yes, you're in the right zone. Once the break is sitting nicely, slice it into usable pieces. You can use sliced in MIDI track if you like working from pads, or just cut it manually on the timeline if that feels easier. For beginners, manual slicing is often the clearest route because you can see exactly what's happening. Focus on the useful hits. Kick, snare, ghost notes, small hat to tails, little pickups. Don't remove every bit of air between them. That air is part of the groove. Old school jungle breathes. If you chop too tightly, you lose that push-pull feeling, and suddenly the whole thing sounds like a grid exercise. A really good beginner workflow is to build a strong one-bar phrase first. Just one bar. Make sure it has a solid downbeat, a snare anchor, and maybe one or two ghost notes leading into the next hit. That's enough to establish the pocket. Why this works in DNB is because repetition locks the listener in, but tiny variations are what make jungle feel alive. So once the one-bar idea feels good, duplicate it into four bars and make small changes across the phrase. Maybe remove one hat slice. Maybe nudge a ghost note a little later. Maybe add a snare pickup in bar four. These small moves create movement without breaking the groove. A really useful thing to do is label your versions clearly. Main loop, fill loop, variation loop. That keeps you from getting lost in endless edits and helps you think like an arranger, not just a loop maker. Now shape the hits. If you've sliced the break as audio, use clip gain and fades to control the individual pieces. If you've turned it into MIDI, use velocity. Main snare hits should stay strong. Ghost notes should be lower in velocity, just enough to create motion. Hats and pickups should guide the groove without taking over. What to listen for here is whether the break feels like it's leaning forward. You want the snare to punch through even when the bass comes in. You want ghost notes to feel like momentum, not clutter. If it starts sounding too chopped or unnatural, back off a little. The goal is controlled character, not surgical perfection. Now add a simple processing chain. Keep it stock and keep it sensible. A clean, tighter old-school chain could be EQ 8 first, with a gentle high pass around 30 to 40 Hz if there's rumble, and maybe a small cut in the muddy low-mid area if the break feels boxy. Then add drum bus for a bit of drive and punch. After that, a touch of saturator for thickness. If needed, finish with utility to narrow the image slightly. If you want it rougher and more future jungle, try EQ 8, saturator, drum bus, then glue compressor with light gain reduction. You can even add a tiny bit of redux if you want extra texture, but be careful. You're seasoning the break, not destroying it. Start subtle. If the snare loses its snap or the top end gets fizzy, you've probably gone too far. In this style, punch matters more than loudness. Let the groove hit first, then add grime. Now comes the critical test. Put your sub or bass line underneath the break. Don't wait until later. Check it now. This is where a lot of people get tricked, because the break can sound amazing on its own and then fall apart the second the bass enters. So play a simple sub note, maybe a sustained root, maybe a short two-note movement, and listen to the relationship. Ask yourself, does the kick still punch? Does the snare stay central? And does the sub own the bottom end? If the low end feels crowded, clean the break up with EQ 8. Get rid of unnecessary rumble. Tame the muddy zone around 120 to 250 Hz, if needed. But don't overcut the kick body unless the sub is really heavy. The aim is separation, not weakness. A good rule in DNB is to keep the lowest parts of the drums mono. Wide low end can make the whole drop unstable, especially in a club. You can have texture and width in the top end, but the core weight should stay solid and centered. Now, instead of adding constant effects, create movement through phrasing. Future Jungle works because the break evolves, but that evolution has to feel intentional. So automate little things. Open a filter a touch into a transition. Add a little more saturation in the last half of bar 4. Remove one ghost note for a bar so there's a pocket of space. Even a tiny reverse tail can help if you want a lift. That kind of movement keeps the loop alive without turning it into chaos. A really powerful workflow move in Ableton is to duplicate your 4-bar edit and make a variation version. Then swap between the main and variation every 8 or 16 bars. That gives the track structure. It stops the loop from just repeating endlessly. And this is a big one. Write the bass around the drum pocket, not over it. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass often answers the drums. It lives in the gaps. If you go with a long sub, let the drums carry more of the rhythm. If you go with a short restab pattern, simplify the break a little so the bass has room to hit. If the bass lands on a busy drum moment, shorten either the bass or the drum detail. Don't make both fight for attention at the same time. That's how you get a crowded drop instead of a powerful one. Once the groove feels right, print it. Resample it. Consolidate it. Turn it into something you can use as a performance piece instead of an endless construction zone. This is one of the best workflow habits in jungle production. Make a clean main loop, then make a fill version and a stripped version too. That way you can build arrangements fast, create switch-ups, and avoid over-editing the original idea. In practice, a strong bounce often reveals more than another hour of tiny adjustments. A good quality check is to test the loop in this order: solo drums first, then drums plus sub, then drums plus bassline with nothing else around them, and finally mono. If it only works in stereo, it's not ready. If it only works solo, it's not ready either. It has to survive context. A few common mistakes are worth avoiding. Don't chop the break too tightly, or the groove loses its human swing. Don't let the break and sub fight in the same low range. Don't overcompress the loop until the snare flattens out. Don't make every bar equally busy. And don't push saturation so hard that the snare turns fizzy. The whole style depends on pressure and clarity at the same time. For darker and heavier DNB, ghost notes are your secret weapon. Use them as tension, not decoration. A quiet pickup before a snare can feel more menacing than a big fill. Also, keep the kick body short if the bass is large. In this music, a smaller, tighter kick often leaves more room for the sub and makes the whole groove feel faster. One other nice trick is to let one element be ugly and keep the others cleaner. If the break has crunch, make the bass more controlled. If the bass is filthy, keep the drums a little more disciplined. That contrast makes the drop read clearly. Before we wrap up, remember this. A future jungle edit is not just drums. It's a hook with a groove. Every hit should have a job. Every extra slice should earn its place. Ask yourself whether a new detail helps the bass breathe or just adds motion for no reason. So here's your challenge. Build a 4-bar future jungle break edit using one break source and only stock Ableton devices. Make one variation in bars 3 and 4. Keep it readable in mono. Add a simple sub note or two so you can check the pocket. Then push it further and build a 16-bar section with at least 2 variations, still from one break, still with clear space for the low end. If you can make the snare anchor feel solid, keep the swing alive, and let the sub sit underneath without conflict, you're already building proper jungle energy. That's the move. Keep it tight, keep it gritty, and keep it musical. Make the drums speak with the bassline, not beside it. And when you get that balance right, it really starts to sound like future jungle.